Hello.
Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Well, there's some charges on my credit card fee deals, and I'm not making those charges. And I called the number for this, and this is the number it gave me. I don't even know what it's for.
You don't?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what this is at all. They charge me every month for it, and I don't even have a clue what it is. It says your digital teleelectronic incorporated. That's all I see on here. It's 6732, and that's every month since August.
Yes, sir.
So what is this, and why is it being charged for my credit card?
Okay. Can you please give me your zip code?
My zip code?
Yes, sir.
It's 77378.
77.
378.
378. Okay. And your name?
It's Charles Brooks.
Charles what?
Brooks.
Brooks. And you did say the zip code is 77378.
Yep.
Do you mind giving me your phone number so I can see? Can I pull it up that way?
It's I don't know which one y'all have on hand, but I got a couple different ones.
Hold on, sir. I can't even phone from that number. Sir, do you mind giving me the card number?
I don't even have a card. I called and canceled it. That's what I'm saying.
You
I
called and
canceled
canceled
it.
your card.
Yeah, the last card, because y'all kept charging stuff to my credit card account, and I want to know what it is. So I canceled that card. Then when I get my next bill, y'all on there again.
Huh?
Yeah.
Sir, can I have your first and last name?
Charles Brooks.
Spell it for me.
C-H-A
C-H-C-H.
A
Yeah.
C-H
A.
A-R-L-E-S.
And your last name, sir? Hold on, hold on.
B-R.
B-R.
O-O-K-S.
Uh-oh. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, this charge has been on there ever since August, every month.
Let's see, can I find it? Charles. And you got charged this month, right?
I got what?
Did you get charged this month?
I got charged every month since August. That's what I'm saying. Every time I turn around, it's on there, and I know it's nothing to do with me. And I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Okay, can you verify your address?
It's 81 Williamson Lane.
Do you have another address?
I have one. It's 84 Mosley. That's the only
Yeah.
two addresses.
You don't have 22 North Alexander Creek
Alexander?
Road
No. Nope. That
in
ain't me.
Georgia.
No, I've never been to Georgia.
Okay, what's your email address?
I think I can't remember. I don't use it very often.
The phone number.
My phone number is 936-767-3975. That's the home number.
You got a cell phone number?
It's 936-442-8129.
Okay.
So Sounds to me like somebody's been hacking into my shit.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I'm sitting there looking at the bill. I'm like, what the hell is this? Yeah, I've never been to Georgia a day in my life.
Well, I can't really find that account. And you say you don't have that card no more?
No, I had that card canceled and I got a new card. I ain't even got it in the mail yet. But then when I get the bill, it's on there again.
I don't see. The thing is, you don't remember the email address. And do you know the last day that it got charged?
11/15. Yeah.
Okay. You say 11/15.
Yeah.
I don't have one.
Year. Well, it's on my bill right here, 11/15. That's the number I got off of it.
Do you know what's the product?
I don't have a clue. That's what I'm saying. I don't have a clue what it is. All it says on here is the transaction description, Your Digital Telecom Incorporated, or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
That's what I was saying. I don't have a clue what that is. I just called the number next to it.
And what's your address?
Well, it's 84 Mosley or 81 Williamson. I own both of those.
Okay.
And those are in Willis, Texas, not Georgia.
Okay. See, I gotta find which one. Sir, there's no account found under your name.
Well, then how can they charge myself my credit card if there's no account?
Somebody else must have did it.
That's what I'm saying. This is the number next to that, and that's why I'm talking to you.
But, hold on for a minute, sir.
All right.
Hello? You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hold on for a few minutes. Hello.
Yeah.
Sir, since you canceled your card, your first card, and I can't look it up by your card number, and you say it's on your new card, you have to get in contact with your bank and dispute that with them.
I already did, but that's what I'm saying.
But since you have already got it, if you have already got it,
bill for the new card. And it's on there again.
I'm not hanging up.
Hold on.
We'll make sure he's up there before you leave it.
Hello.
Yes.
Well, sir, we need your new card number to find this, where this transaction came from.
Well, it's been happening since August, and y'all keep telling me y'all have no account with my numbers on it.
That's what I'm saying.
This is the second call I've made. I made a call before it was transaction was canceled, and they couldn't tell me what it was. This is before I canceled the card.
Yes, sir. I understand.
Well, I'm not understanding how I can be charged if nobody knows, says I have an account there.
Sir, is there anybody in your household using your card but under a different name?
Just me and my wife. And she don't know what this is either. That's what we're saying. It keeps showing up, and we have no clue what it is. You just said it's from Georgia. But if it's from Georgia, that means my account's been hacked. And I'm just asking you, what is this? I mean, what's this product?
I can't find nothing without your information. Ain't nothing coming up under your name.
I'll tell you what. I just have my attorney call y'all. Bye.
Okay.